Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Cleon Cortez will serve 338 to 473 months in prison for molesting a child in 2023. Cortez was found guilty in Columbus County Superior Court on Thursday. The crime occurred in Tabor City, and jurors took less than an hour to return their verdict. Nakaina firefighters were called to two illegal fires in the same location on Saturday and Sunday. In each case, illegally dumped trash was set ablaze. North Carolina Forest Service plows were called in on Sunday morning after the fire spread into a wooded area. Despite scattered rain Saturday night and Sunday, worsening drought conditions across the area have further increased the fire danger. Emergency officials are discouraging any outdoor burning until conditions improve. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will hear a request from the owners of 154 Calder Street that the city acquire their property as part of the Madison Street Park project. The property would be converted into a retention pond for floodwater. The property was the former home of a skating rink that were demolished by the city more than a decade ago. The lot regularly floods and cannot be developed. The board will also hear from DOT engineer Barry Galinsky on the possibility of removing a stoplight at Commerce and Madison Streets. Southeastern Community College will receive $4.9 million courtesy of the reopening of the federal government. North Carolina Senator Tom Till has secured the funding as part of the continuing budget bill. The funding will allow the college to further improve and expand its growing commercial truck driver training curriculum. According to officials, police checkpoints across the area this weekend were not part of an immigration and customs enforcement operation. The checkpoints were regular sobriety and seatbelt enforcement efforts leading up to the busy holiday week. A Fair Bluff area man has been charged after allegedly threatening deputies with a hammer. Nicholas Lavallee was arrested after a domestic dispute on Lakeside Drive last Tuesday. The report said Lavallee initially refused to drop the hammer when confronted by sheriff's deputies, but finally tossed it into a wooded area. He was also in possession of a metal pipe containing drug residue. Lavallee was charged with resisting an officer and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $5,000 secured. The victim in the alleged domestic assault refused to press charges. Filing for sheriff, clerk of court, county commissioners, school board, and other offices begin on December 1st for the March primary. Primary winners go on to the general election in the fall. We have a full list of open offices at ColumbusCountyNews.com. With the second installment of state road money, Columbus County municipalities will receive more than $538,000 in Powell Bill funds. Powell Bill money is based on state-maintained mileage in municipalities plus the population. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot through Wednesday at the firehouse. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The Veterans Memorial Park will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, starting November 28th at the park. Shooting there starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly. There are multiple opportunities this week to volunteer to get a meal on Thanksgiving. Look for more information later today at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Sheepdog Foundation and McMullen House of Heroes will be hosting a Heroes Feast on Thanksgiving Day, November 27th from noon until 2 p.m. The meal is for on-duty law enforcement officers, firefighters, correctional officers, dispatchers, emergency service personnel, and support personnel to honor your sacrifice of being on call during the holiday. The meal will be at 426 South Lee Street in Whiteville. Donations and volunteers are needed. Email info@sheepdogfdn.com for more information. The Capture Community Center in Loras will have their annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner Giveaway on November 25th, beginning at 12 p.m. The Capture Center is located at 4350 Spring Street in Loras. For more information, call 843-877-1226. Winter youth basketball registration ends on December 7th for the 2026 Whiteville Parks and Recreation season. The cost is $15 for city residents and $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to players ages 5 to 16, and a birth certificate is required at registration. Call 910-642-9052, or you can see our story online for a link to register. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.